Gray Delta.
November 8, ask your Bravo uniform.
NAOU, KBATN, CON, have you heard anyone else?
No, sir, you're the first body that I've heard.
Roger that. Have you, they're readable. I guess we'll call them for frequency then. Okay, good. CON 28, Delta, ask for November, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner.
Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
Net control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Tim, D2, Macomb County.
N8WRO, KEATON, what? You're doing a late copy off the receiver today. I have you on the roster.
Net control, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Whiskey, Bravo, 8, Tango, Kilo, Lima. Anyone else, please call. this is Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Alpha November, standing by Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corvette.
Relay,
Relay, go ahead.
is WD-8AXB. Yeah, the station you got part of its call, it's Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Charlie India. Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Charlie India, and his name is Scott. Over.
WD-8AXB, thanks for the relay. Any other stations, please call them out, KJBD. KAGON, this is KAJBD. Did you copy those three stations by intercept?
Roger that. I picked up three stations plus the relay that you started in the past month beforehand as well. Thank you for that, sir. Let's go ahead and we'll get started. Starting off here, we had our exercise yesterday. Attendance was, or participation was lighter than normal. I'm not surprised by that. There were a couple of things that were going on. They were drawing people away. Others up north have had a lot of efforts pouring into taking care of flood situations and helping out with that. And as well down in the southwest part of the state. So I'm not too surprised that we didn't have the participation we normally get. Those who did participate had a lot of fun, and I thank everybody who did that. It looks like that 18 counties sending scoring reports. At least that's what the summary note is telling me. I haven't read all of them yet. So I'll be working on scoring later this week. Tomorrow I go to Grand Rapids. The Homeland Security Conference is back on Tuesday, I think. So they were doing this for the day. The county work group meets once a year in person at the opening of that, or just ahead of the opening of that conference. So I'll be taking a drive over there to meet with folks. Other than that, it's a quiet week for Oxcom at the state level. Nothing else too much going on. And with that, let me turn it over to N8OBU to be followed by K8JBB. Mr. Mike, thanks for the relay today.
Yeah, I don't really have any input. I'm glad the weather's getting a little bit nicer. I appreciate everybody that does their part out here. I don't do very much, but I try to be here on the weekends. Everybody take care, and I'll be listening. 73 all, and it'll be you.
Hey, we do appreciate you, and I am also glad to see the weather improving. Very much. All right, next, let's go to KAJBD, followed by NAWRL. KAJBD, Mr. Jim, it was good to see you yesterday.
KAGON or net, thanks for taking the net back. Yeah, we had fun. We had some deep participation here. We did something different. We did a slightly different mapping exercise. We were really, really curious, and it was just the perfect time to go through and test the simplex distance for the three EOTs we had online. We had Trinity Ann Arbor over to Salinity. We had U of M. Hospital net over hospital EOC up and going, and we had the county EOC, and it was just, like I said, it was just chancing to not take a shot at seeing what's going on. So basically, all three seem to have fairly good coverage except the U of M, and their antennas in the spot where it's got some blind spots. Other than that, the new antenna on Trinity Ann Arbor got all the way down in Monroe, and everybody seemed to be generally hearing everybody at about a loud and clear 5x9, so that was good. We followed up with a siren test, the first one we've actually done this year. We had two aborted attempts because we don't run a siren test unless there's even the remote possibility of bad weather. So we knocked off all but one of the high priority ones that somebody either called in or was a known issue, and so we've got that information and picked up several more. So it was actually a very good day, busy, but very productive. Good seeing you, Max. I love the beard. Love the beard. Anyway, back to you. This is KJBD from Washtenaw County.
All right, thank you for that. You said you take a little bit of a fade there today at the end. That's unusual for your station, because usually your location comes in real loud and clear.
Yeah, you guys had a lot of fun yesterday with the exercise, and I'm glad that you were able to get out and do the thyroid test as well. It's done a few months for you. All right, let's go to Macomb County, NAWRO, to be followed by KFAETQ. Mr. Tom, you're up.
Why, thank you, Max. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim. I'm an AEC in Macomb County. And thanks for planning your part in planning the spring set. We had a good turnout in Macomb, 26 members plus 5 non-members for a total of 31 participating. Our net controller and our IT guru kind of developed a little CAD dispatch system from our website, and we tested that out as well. That worked quite well, and we're probably going to end up using it again for the fall set. Of course, we were Winlink heavy because of the way you designed it, and it was quite fun. We really enjoyed that. We activated two hospitals, McLaren Macomb and Henry Ford in Clinton Township. I was surprised about the ability to get through via VHF Simplex. That was a pleasant surprise. All in all, a very good practice. We quite enjoyed it. This is NAWRO. Back over to you, Max.
All right, NAWRO, KPHQN. Do appreciate you checking in the comments. Glad you were able to participate yesterday. It did look like you folks had some fun. I believe I saw a copy of the map from you that got sent out, so that's pretty cool. If you guys didn't get to play with the mapping feature of Winlink, it does have a lot to offer when you have the map that are coming in like that. You can scroll some around and everything. All right, next we go to KFAETQ, and be followed by WDA-TKL. Mr. Darren, over to you.
Okay, I'll keep this kind of simple. The Winlink was kind of fun for me, and I was surprised how well the Simplex worked, considering I've not really done too much Simplex, especially over longer distances where I can't visually kind of see the other person. That's it. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Yes, indeed. KFAETQ, KEATON. Yeah, the Simplex can be a fun exercise. We haven't done a Simplex exercise in several years. We should maybe dust that off and try it again. It's a good challenge to see how you really can how you can operate on VHF and UHF to see how you do it without computers and what the performance will be like. Let's see, we're going to go next to WDA-TKL to be followed by KFA-GDA. Mr. J, we haven't heard your voice in a while.
And WDA-TKL, you were up for comments. It's KJVD.
Thank you, Jim. WDA-TKL, Jay here in Ypsilanti. Well, we participated in the ARES simulated emergency test in both of Washtenaw County as well as Wayne County. There were a lot of injects in Wayne County. About every 10 minutes, they had a new task for the participants. And I think there were around 18 or 20 participants in their net. The only difficulty seemed to be establishing a solid connection back with the state EOC. They tried multiple methods, and they finally did get through, but it wasn't as solid as they would have liked. That's about it from here, WBA-TKL, back to net.
All right, WDA-TKL, KEATON, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service, Clarinet. Well, thank you for checking in, Jay. Good to hear from you, and appreciate your comments. All right, we're going to go to KFA-GDA, and then we will take a standby there. Mr. Tanis, you're up for comments.
Yeah, KFA-GDA here. Tom from Bertrand, like I say, kind of new getting into this here. I heard a station talking about the MS Walk in Frankenmuth coming up this Saturday, that they need volunteers. And I was just wondering if somebody could direct him to this station here so I can volunteer Saturday for him. Because he got the day off from work Saturday, so If anybody could do that for me, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha, I'd like for him to get a hold of me so I can volunteer at the MS Walk in Frankenmuth. And just want to wish everybody a happy day and hope weather gets better, and just want to thank everybody for their time. This is KF8 GBA, back to net.
All right, KF8 GBA, thank you for checking into the net. Appreciate your comments. As far as the MS Walk in Frankenmuth, yes, it's coming up next week, Saturday morning, and the person to contact with that is Q of Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. I'm going to send you to a website where I know that there's information because I posted it out there, and that's at whiskey8kiloechoalpha.org. That's got, you'll see an article posted, won't be at the top of the page, but it will be in there if you scroll through the news, that they're looking, there's just contact information. And Ron, A-T-A-Y-E-S, Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot would be the contact for that. All right, we are going to take a little standby here and see if there's anybody else who would like to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service or not. If so, please call now.
November 8th.
Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. You must have heard your call sign. Your ears must be burning there. Thanks. Good afternoon, Ron. Anyone else, please call.
November 8th.
Any relays?
Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
Yankee Quebec, is that correct, sir?
That is correct. November 8th,
okay, that is correct. November 8th,
Quebec, Yankee Quebec, as KAJBD back net control.
NHQYQ, got that one. And there was a double with you there. Somebody else calling, please come again.
KV8SWR.
Any other relay?
Relay? Moving on to the roster, we go to Echo, to be followed by WDAXG. Mr. Cameron, you're up for comment.
And
Mindy upgraded to general. Mindy upgraded to get her general license at the Marshall Crossroads Ham Fest. So congratulations to Mindy. And yesterday I had my my top antenna on my 40-foot tower replaced. I was replacing a 30-year-old a 30-year-old Comet antenna with another Comet antenna of the same type. So I'm back on three bands of 6 meters, 2 meters, and 70 centimeters with a nice antenna. It's a very lightweight antenna, so mechanically it was easy to install. And the old LMR 400, we tested that before we did anything, and the old LMR 400 is doing fine. So I now have a working antenna again at the top of the tower. I'll be able to do some more simplex work now and some distant repeater work. So happy to have an antenna up again here at the home station. And other than that, that's about it for now, so we'll let you move along. Nice to hear some District 5 stations tonight. K-E-A-D-O-N, back to you, Max, from WD-8 Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Over.
K-A-D-O-N, he has finished his comments. K-J-B-D.
Alright, WD-8-AXP, K-E-A-D-O-N, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Unfortunately, you put the page there. You were up and down as well. It's the way the bands are. We're probably going to move to 40 next time. It's just that we're hitting that point right now in the season, I think. Glad to hear you on the net, and appreciate you checking in as well. Let's go next to AD8MPP, followed by AD9IAR. AD8MP, you are up for comment, dude.
All right, thank you very much. This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa. Was able to participate in the set with Macomb County yesterday. Everything went pretty smoothly. The dispatch system set up by our IT guy, John, worked very well. I liked working with that. I was able to transmit over 40 meters four Windlake messages. Setting up and tearing my antenna down at four different locations was a good exercise. Came up with a couple workflow issues that I am working to resolve to make it a smoother operation in the future, and glad to have the opportunity to learn that. Other than that, I'd have to say it was overall a good experience, and thank the guys here at Macomb County for the work they did in preparing that. And with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa.
K-A-D-O-N, K-J-B-D, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa has concluded his remarks.
All right, thank you very much. David, appreciate you checking in. You were super light copy today. You just barely heard you. It's 80 meters, I think, not your station. So next we'll go to KD9IAR to be followed by N8NOR. Mr. Don, welcome aboard.
KB9IAR, KJBD, you're up for comment.
Oh, yeah, propagation not the best today. And not a lot going on here with the fronts on the air station today. And we'll hold it back to net control, KB9IAR.
All right, Don, good to have you checking in. Appreciate you stopping by. KD9IAR, KDADON. Next, we'll go to N8NOR to be followed by KD8RCI. Mr. Don, you're up for comment.
Go ahead, Ken.
KGG1, this is N8NOR.
In Portage, Michigan. Sorry, I can't hear you very well tonight. You're down in the weeds. I'll echo what Charlie said earlier. Your signal has been up and down, up and down. I'll keep it real brief tonight so we can get through the list. I don't have too many things to speak about as far as ham radio. I was not able to participate in the SEC this weekend. I had some other obligations Saturday. So hopefully this fall, with the fall SEC, I'll be able to participate. With that, I'll hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
All right, Ken, thank you very much. N8NOR, KGA, RCI, from Columbine, KGA, YDF. Mr. Scott, that's the comment.
RCI, you're up for comments from WDXB, over.
Just wanted to make sure. For us at least, we had seven of us. Most of my Aries group was up at the Cadillac swap over the weekend. The club had several items that we had received from Silent Keys and that we needed to sell. So we had a couple of tables up there, had a good time. We were able to sell several of the radios and other equipment that we had, so that was a good thing. And I had a good time, at least up there. I had a good turnout for it as well. So in turn, we were not able to participate in the exercise this time. We'll look forward to the fall exercise. Coming up this Saturday is the MS Walk-In Frankenmuth. I am short some people yet. Normally, they change the courses on me this year, which I had to adjust people, so I'm still short three or four people. So if anybody would like to join us for Frankenmuth for the MS walk, and like I said, it's a good time afterwards because after the walk, you can, you know, enjoy Frankenmuth, go out for dinner, go through the shops around town, make a day out of it. You can contact me at KC8YVF, Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, at ARRL.net. I'll put you on the list. Operators need to be in town at the current pavilion in Frankenmuth at 9 a.m. The walk starts at 10 o'clock. It's usually over by 11:30, 12 o'clock, depending on the number of walkers. This one usually draws
This one usually draws somewhere, we've had as high as 1,500 people. We've had as low as about 700 people, but it's still a good turnout for it. Usually if it's a warm day and a dry day, we can expect around 1,000 people for the walkers in this event. So if you'd like to help out, like I said, send me an email, kcayvf@arrl.net. I'll get you on the list, and I'll send you information. That's all I got for Max at this time. This is KC8YVF, back to net.
All right, Ron, thank you for that. KC8YVF, KC8YVF, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Broadcast. So again, just one more time, it's KC8YVF@ARRL.net if you're interested in participating in the Frankenmuth Walk. It's a good cause, and we have a lot of fun there. All right, next we go to NAQYQ to be followed by AB8SWR. NAQYQ, Mr. J, you're up for comment.
Good evening, everybody. Appreciate having the opportunity to participate in the simulation. Yesterday we had a great showing here in Wayne County. We had about 18 operators, mostly in northern Wayne County, so maybe we got to find some more in southern Wayne County, but great opportunity yesterday. I shared previously on this net that I'm building a...
NAQYQ, I'll get your call sign right yet, KEAGON. We had a little noise coming up on the link there toward the end of your comments, but glad to hear you were able to participate yesterday, and glad you had some fun with it. We'll go next to KB8SWR, which will bring us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Jeff, you're up for comment.
Evening, Max, everybody on the net. Just trying to not get blown away here. All kinds of stuff going on, working in Midland County, trying to get the system going there. Got microwave up the circle, Coleman, Eatonville, back to Midland. So always something in the works. All right, I got to go. KB8SWR.
All right, KB8SWR, KEA-DLN. Well, do stay safe up there, and thank you for all that you're doing, and thank you for all that the Confirmation Emergency Network does to build the network out and make it great. This is KEA-DLN for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We're at the bottom of the roster. If anyone else would like to check in, please call now. Are there any relays? Alright, hearing none, we'll go ahead and we'll wrap up this session. We had 16 check-ins today, and it looks like 33 minutes of run time. We will meet next week, that May 10th, but then just as you look ahead, we will take the following 2 weeks off. We traditionally take the week off for the week of Hamvention off, and it's on my bucket list, but I won't get to go this year. So it's going to stay on my bucket list. And then finally, the last one we take off there is Memorial Day weekend. So we'll see you next week. Have yourself a good week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning the frequency to normal amateur use. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Out.
73-0. I need to be clear.